on?
Good morning, Fritz. This is Jeannie.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah.
How's your morning going?
Oh, pretty well. Yeah, I've been up around for about, been up to work, came back home to spend some time on the calls, so, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So you think Dottie's the one that takes the karate?
I think Dottie takes karate. That rhymes, doesn't it? Is Dottie with us?
Dottie, are you on?
Yes. Not there yet.
She's not on. Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
How long did you take karate now?
Oh, gosh, I took it on and off. The last time I took it for probably about two and a half years, I'd say. Yeah.
Isn't that pretty rigorous?
The style I took was pretty rigorous. It's called Tung Sudo. Chuck North, that was the first style he studied under. And I actually taught it for a number of years.
I got was my little brother did karate years ago when he was in the, I think he had just graduated from high school, which has been a few years ago. So.
Oh.
That's my closest association with it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Jeannie and Fritz. Anybody want to say hello?
Hi, it's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. How are you this
Jeannie.
Morning? How's Pittsburgh this morning?
It's not too bad.
Well, good.
It's a little overcast, but, you know, we have to make our own sunshine wherever we go here in Pittsburgh.
That's good. Another beep. Good morning. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Can barely hear you today.
Oh, shall I boost my gain?
I think so.
Let's see.
Hi, Jeannie and Nancy. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
There's Dottie. Hi, Dottie.
Hi. Hey, Jeannie, I got a question about that MISO on MISO.
MISO, yeah.
Geez, I'm telling you, I had to buy this great big container, like $7 for it. What else can you do with it?
You know, a good thing is just to make the miso soup recipe that's on the lid.
Okay.
Is that good? It's really good, and you can put just about anything in it that you want. I'm going to go to my fridge now and look on top.
Yeah. Wait, what does it taste like? I mean, does it have a flavor that...
Yes, it's like a salty kind of a flavor.
Okay.
So it's, we started eating, we would eat sushi for a long time. We've had sushi, and so when we go there, we would order the miso soup.
Uh-huh.
Always loved it. It was just, it's a brothy kind of thing, and then they would have little chunks of tofu in it, and sometimes probably seaweed. There was a green... I'm thinking it was seaweed probably in there.
Yeah.
Something. On this lid, it says one pot miso soup. I think Shard made it last week or something and said it was delicious, too. But you can basically put anything you want. This one has an onion, and of course, and one onion slice and any equal amount of any thin sliced vegetable, like a carrot, cauliflower,
brown spot with brown rice. So
you guys are both right now.
The kind of
Uh-oh. I'm hearing echoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. And then it's 2 cups of water or vegetable broth, and then 1 to 2 tablespoons of miso. And then you, as an optional, you can put in, you know, 1/4 cube of tofu or 1 tablespoon of nut butter. That would be good. So, and I think it lasts forever. I mean, it's got, mine has a date of April 09. Is everybody there?
I'm still here.
Dottie?
We lost her.
Well, this is Maddie Dash.
Hi, Maddie.
How you doing?
This is Jeannie. Good to hear you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Do you have any people on the call that would like to say hello? Okay. Does anybody take Vegetarian Times magazine? I just got my new issue, and we were driving yesterday, and I had time to pick it up and read through it, and there's the most interesting article. It's about putting the veg back in vegetarianism. Putting the veg back in vegetarianism. About it. It talks about all the processed foods out there for vegetarians and how, you know, we need to go back to the vegetables. And I've met several people that say they're vegetarian, but they don't eat vegetables. And I'm like, really? How interesting is that? there was a comment in the beginning of the article. There, I guess there's an author. I haven't read any of her books, named Molly Katzen. And any classic books like Moosewood. I haven't heard of any of these because I'm still kind of into that realm. But anyway, she said she doesn't even call herself a vegetarian because it's all about the absence of meat. And most of them are saying, I haven't eaten meat in this long. And she said, I'm not interested in what you're not eating. I'm interested in what you are eating. Tell me what you are eating. I thought that was pretty interesting. And that's why, in the China study, that's why I love the talks about a plant-based diet, because there's so many concepts in people's minds about vegetarian or even vegan, that term. I had a gal just the other day, she goes, well, how do you get your protein? And that's one of the big questions.
I'll tell you, Jeannie, this is Maddie. I'm having a heart, you know, during this time of year, and around Easter time, they have what they call the, oh my God, I forgot what they call it. Just that quick, oh my God, I had a senior moment, would you believe it? But anyhow, they have these people come in with this shrimp that's big as your fist, and they have the crab legs and the crab claws. They only do it twice a year, and usually it's Easter and Christmas, and oh my God, and the pictures. We almost wanted to go to Costco this morning, but we didn't want to run into them, you know, because it's going to be so hard to, we've been good so far since August when we first started, but right now these crab cakes, even Ruby Tuesday has the nerve to advertise that they have love crab cakes. I said to my husband, guess what, that's going to have to be a 5%er. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It was interesting. We stopped for lunch the other day, and I had this lovely spinach salad. And I said, what's on there? And she told me, she said, but you can add chicken if you want some protein. And I stopped at her, and I said, do you know that the vegetables have protein? She said, oh, yeah, I know that. I said, a lot of people don't, though, huh?
And I was reminded again of protein. I find myself, last night we made a dish that had tofu in it. I do like tofu. I don't think we really overdo it, but it seems like I think, oh, I got to get my protein in the back of my mind. I still think that.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in there.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other day I saw that guy that, remember the guy that did the, he did the bracelet as a church. I don't know where, I think Kansas somewhere. They did that bracelet about I won't complain, and you have to put this purple thing on your arm. And then if you complain, you put it on the other arm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go for 21 days without complaining. And most people take them 8 to 9 months before they can get around to having 21 days without a complaint. And the same thing could be, I thought of that could be for like the food. You know, maybe when we're introducing new people, give them a purple thing to see how long they can keep it on one arm without having to eat any caucuses.
Pretty neat idea.
just bought it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it'll keep them, you know, kind of on a straight and narrow. Mm-hmm.
But getting back to what Jeannie said at the beginning is that people who are eating who are not eating animal aren't necessarily eating healthy.
True.
Yeah, and there's another, this is a great article. There's a lot of, it gets a lot of statistics that we've known. Like diabetes diagnoses are up 61%, or they're declined to 61% in 10 years. And 72 million Americans over the age of 20 have high blood pressure. Mm. And all these things, and meanwhile, you know, we're getting to be a bigger country. I'm just kind of paraphrasing some of this stuff. But eat your veggies is not new advice. We've all heard it 1,000 times, but do we listen? It says statistically no. A full 60% of Americans shortchange themselves on the recommended daily 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. And then it says saying no to meat doesn't necessarily mean fruits and vegetables are on the menu. Meatless does not equate to healthful. Somewhat ironic when people find out about factory farming, choose a meatless diet, and they become junk food vegetarians. This gal says she's a nutritional counselor, vegetarian, and a dietitian. She says people have so much respect for animals, but that they don't take good care of their own bodies. If you're a new vegetarian and you don't make a conscious effort, you can easily gain a lot of weight. But, you know, and we're not vegetarian. We're just plant-based. Let me do before it goes on here, for anyone that might be new here on the call. The purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And, you know, we believe that when better health is attained, all areas of your life will be impacted. And the people that are speaking here today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying the principles found in the book, The China Study, by T. Cole. Most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products that are made available by Nikan Incorporated. This was the China Study, where it begins, is described as the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're our guest, and I'm grateful to have you on the call. We just ask that if you find this stuff helpful, the information here, and you see benefit, that you pass on the call number and the time. Thank you for allowing us time to be with you. So I was just really, the pictures in this article of the vegetables that they have just really made me salivate. They have a broccoli dipped in wonderful peanut sauce, and they have the picture of it. You know, I love pictures.
Are they going more raw or cooked?
It looks barely steamed. It looks like it was cooked in our cookware.
Okay.
And then it's beautiful. They're talking about bringing a large pot of water to boil and then cooking it 2 to 3 minutes until it's bright green. So I would just barely steam mine.
Like blanching, maybe?
Blanch it. And then they have these green beans that are beautiful with garlic and chilies on them. Those dramatically seared green beans. So I love all the greens. I don't know about you guys. One of the reasons, when I was younger, when we used to travel so much, still travel a little bit with our business, and I would always miss my vegetables. And so I started drinking green drinks a long time ago. And, of course, the Jade Greenzymes that Nikan has that I love so much is so much better than anything out there on the market that...
Jeannie, you know, I noticed, though, that the barley is the same as the guy who deals our barley does that one in the GNC, too. I don't know which is best. When I ran out, my husband finished the one that had the GNC, but the same guy does it, you know? I don't know if he just changes a different color than ours, and it's more like a lime green than it is ours, like a, you know, grass green.
Does it taste darker?
Same thing.
It tastes the same.
Of course, we don't. He doesn't have pie-mag water in his, you know. But yeah.
But the taste is the same, Eddie.
I think, Nancy, I think I'll have to ask my husband because he's like Mikey, he eats anything, you know? So I'll have to ask him, does he remember if it tastes the same? Because that was basically what was for him. Mm. Yeah. And also, yeah. Jeannie, do you feel that I had this conversation with Char? Because we're on a little different page. And the thing is that to eat healthy, and I feel that it costs more. Because I have a daughter also that tries to eat healthy, but she says to me, Mom, I don't have a budget to get all the things that you eat in your budget. And I use the example that if somebody wants, you have $5 to spend, and you want to go to McDonald's, you're going to get yourself your belly full of, it's really going to be full. It may not be healthy, but it's going to be full. You're going to be satisfied. Whereby for $5, you know what I'm saying, what we get in our health food. And I don't know, I just came from the store and I spent almost $50 in fruits and things like that, whereby, like she's a young woman with a young family, she's not going to be able to do that. She don't have that income yet. And she will grow into it, but at this very moment, she doesn't. And for younger people and for poorer people, they don't have the kind of money to go out and, let's say, eat healthy with a plant-based diet and get all of the things that, you know, we're able to afford. And so I heard this argument on the television one night with Charlie Rose. You know, he's one of my favorite interviewers. And he was saying in the interview, I don't even remember who it was saying what I was saying to you now, that the fact that it is more expensive, I think, to eat. Of course, illness is more expensive than that, and we can say that to people, but if they don't have the money, they don't have the money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my mind goes to how much does a 5-pound bag of potatoes cost and a bag of rice? That could be your staple.
Compared to a bag of chips.
Right. Chips or whatever. And then I would go whatever's in season for veggies. I think veggies are a lot less expensive than fruit.
Yeah, they are. You're right. They are. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so you would have to go for that. And, of course, I know the lettuces in the package that I buy are more expensive than buying the head of lettuce.
The head of lettuce, right.
I cheat. I cheat, and I buy it already washed many times. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, then I do wash it myself again, but I'm looking at, there's a recipe here, rice fried vegetables, and it's got more veggies than rice in it.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli and all the other things. Mm. But
you want to give that to Nancy and let Nancy send it down?
I don't have a directory to send down. Send it to Mary Lou though.
Yeah, I can.
Unless you have a list, I don't.
Vegetarian Times magazine. No, I don't. I don't, but it looks really good. I can maybe out or something.
We'll fax it over.
Anyway,
there.
I think she'll
send it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. I was just thinking for Ricky and me. We haven't been to the grocery store in a few. I mean, we used to spend way more money than we do now.
I know we do too because we used to eat out a couple times a day, just about.
Right, and we eat more at home now. We try to, although we enjoy eating out. So, but with the foods out there, like on the way home yesterday, we had a trip to make. On the way home, we stopped at Olive Garden because we thought we could have soup and salad.
Right.
And the breadsticks, which I remember I used to love so much. Well, you know, looking at them, and I got a bruschetta, a hard crusty bread, you know, and the tomato stuff on top, which was fabulous. But I found myself not wanting more soup because I would eat more bread.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I had enough bread. But and it was good. The we had the minestrone soup, which, you know, had the little pasta things in it and beans
right.
And lots of vegetables. But still, it's not as good as at home because I know what I'm putting together, and I could have had my whole grain bread instead of the white dough bread, you know, the white flour bread that they have. So eating out is a challenge unless you know exactly where you're especially when you're traveling, you know. You get what you can.
Does your daughter eat out or at home more, Maddie?
Oh, she eats home all the time. They don't have the money to eat out, so they eat home all the time.
Do you have to remember?
When I come, then they want to eat out all the time because they think I'm paying.
Well, it's a treat.
Yeah.
Poor countries, though, they do not eat meat. So, you know, go back to in China where this all began. These were very poor people who were subsisting on grains and fruit and veggies. And so, you know, if they had the money, they might have bought meat. In fact, in this country, we talked about this too, it was a luxury to be able to afford to have meat. What is your daughter serving that she finds it's less expensive? Meat is certainly more expensive than a head of good lettuce.
Hmm.
Or beans and rice.
Well, she's, and you know, Nancy, she's trying. Of course, she's married to a good old Southern boy who likes meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given her some recipes that I have enjoyed, and I don't think he would know the difference if she wouldn't say anything. But she is incorporating slowly but surely.
Yeah. And when I made my four pots of chili with no meat,
that's what I gave her.
With no meat in it. Mm-hmm. How much could that have cost me? You know? And how many months do I have to eat that?
That's true, but it's just true.
It's all a matter of what you're choosing to put on the table.
Mm. Well, we'll have another chat in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Jeannie?
Well, I was going to say it could be, too, trying to do both.
Sure.
It could be more expensive. Which, you know, making that transition, she'll have to do that. Has she read at all the China study, or do they read? Or?
Yeah, she has the China study. In fact, that's why she decided to go on with this. And when I told her that I was becoming, following a plant-based diet back in August, it wasn't too long after that, she says, Mom, I can see the benefits of that. And she has been trying to fit it in.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I bought her some more pots and pans, so she'll have more to fit in for Christmas.
Oh, that's neat. You know, something for my husband. Have you seen the Rave?
Yes.
You have the Rave Diet and Lifestyle book and the DVD?
Not on what, is it in the back of the book?
I think it comes in it now.
I think I have
Eating.
One in the back of the book.
It's called Eating. That DVD, my husband watched it and changed immediately before reading the China study.
Oh, okay.
Now, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure that would work for him too, but that's what worked for Ricky. And but I have another friend that watched it, and she tried, and then she handed it back to me, and she said, I can't do it. Because he won't. Just not. She tries, you know, the best she can, but she still makes him stuff. So each one has to
navigate
for
themselves.
Make the changes that are good for you reward yourself, but be proud of yourself when you make good choices.
Well, it's amazing because I had also bought her two sets of dishes, which I took back because it had in the, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but in the back it had made in China. I took it right back because of the lead problems that they've been having with the paint in China. So when I took them back, since I'm leaving here to go to South, somebody told me about they have a lot of pottery places in the South, so I'd be better off buying them down there. You know? Because if you heat that up even in a microwave, that lead, if it's in there, I have little grandchildren that would go right into their foods, you know? And they're such a wonderful, wonderful, oh my God, I was so happy. I wanted them for myself, really.
Imagine that, China made in China.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And you know something, it wasn't that just one, when I took it back, I looked at several others, everything was made in China.
Were they a color or white?
White. I believe in the white, not the color, because somewhere a long time ago I heard the color was not good either for the body. So I have white myself, but mine is in England. And not that I know, don't know, that the if they say England, I wouldn't think they would be shipped from China to England and then made in England. You know what I'm saying? You can get real crazy with this after a while.
Mm-hmm. I heard if you eat on a blue plate, you get full faster.
I don't believe you. That's a joke.
color of the plate. Red makes you hungrier. Blue makes you fuller.
Well, I do know the color of the room. That's right, the color of the room is sort of a mood.
Feeding on a color plate, yeah.
I have not. Maybe he has them.
I found that to be true. We have blue and red plates, actually.
Now, does anybody have a question out there before we get down?
Yeah.
I don't know if they heard it. The Chinese workers in the toy industry make 36 cents an hour.
Mm. Mm. 36 cents an hour?
Well, you didn't hear that. I didn't. I thought I had the full hell away that you didn't hear that.
Oh. Are we eavesdropping on your conversation?
We have bionic ears.
Yes, last night on CNN when they were reporting about the toys, about how the pollution of China is coming in. We're getting it. It's in the atmosphere. And then the workers there only make 36 cents an hour.
Wow.
You talked about things being made in China. This is Tom Rose from Northern Michigan, but there was a group of Chinese athletes at one of our local universities taking some Olympic training, and their interpreter went with them to one of the malls up in Marquette, Michigan, and the athletes were looking for clothing, you know, for to take back to China with them, and he was watching them, and there was eight or ten of them, and he said they suddenly all broke out just laughing hysterically. In order to ask them what the problem was, and they said that every piece of clothes they picked up to look, it was made in China. He said, we were looking for something that was made in USA so they could take it back to China.
We bought a Cavaliers shirt the other day that's made in China.
Mm-hmm.
For the Cleveland Cavaliers. Go figure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But can you imagine what those people who were making 36 cents an hour are living on? It ain't me.
Right. Mm-mm. There you go. Lots of rice, maybe.
Yep.
The reason I come on this morning is I have a friend of mine in Neakin, a younger man, very early 30s. Hello?
Huh? Hello? Yes, I can hear. Go ahead.
He's a very young man, 51 years old, but he looks younger. He had a heart attack, and the doctor told me he had to lose weight. So I called him the day after he got home from the hospital. He was still kind of groggy and listless yet. But he said he was going to get the China study and read it because he has to lose 50 pounds. He doesn't look it, but the doctor said he's 50 pounds overweight. I guess he does weigh 250 pounds. So he's going to be, I'm going to put him onto this call as soon as he gets on his feet a little bit.
Right.
So he can listen in.
It's so nice to have an alternative when our friend was ill. We were thinking, oh, we can help him. We can get him on this call, you know. So, good that we're here.
Yes, very glad you're here. That's good. And this is Clem?
Yeah, Clem and Lila Rose from Northern Michigan.
And Lila.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jeannie. Well, good. Good to hear you. Thanks for the comments, everybody, too.
A lot of personal things. We had a death in the family. We've been doing a lot of running up to Northern Michigan, so we haven't been on the call much the last 2 or 3 weeks.
We've got to get back with us.
But we'll be back on it.
Well, good. Always nice to have you here. You know, there's a weight chart. There's something I was reading recently, going back to the China Study book, the charts they have, and I was, or maybe it was a different book, I don't know. But I was amazed at the weight and height chart in here. I think it's in the Rave. And what overweight is. I was really like, wow. It has the ideal under weight measurements. I think that here it is. It's on page 33 of the Rave Diet and Lifestyle.
Well,
ideal, good, overweight, and obese. And it has your height and then the weight and what they're considered there.
Is there anything above obese?
Above? Beyond that? No.
Oh, that would be okay.
It just has the weight with a plus sign on it.
But it doesn't take into effect whether that's fat or muscle.
Right. It's just a general guideline.
Right, yeah.
And there is, you know, I mean, there's he says these are very general ranges for all body frames,
mm-hmm.
including men and women. So, you know, you have to take it, you know. But I mean, it's a a guideline to go by. And all my life, I am on the slimmer side, and I've always had people tell me about height and weight and where you should be and all of that. I mean, I've just read a lot of that stuff, I guess, growing up, and realizing that I was on the slighter side of things too. So it did make a difference.
Monty and I is built along the same scale model, but he told me a while back about contacting Dr. McDougall, which I did. I sent him a personal email, or a letter, sent him a letter. And within 3 or 4 days, I got an answer back. And I asked, is there any hope for guys my age and my weight? And he said, of course, just follow the plan. So we're back following the plan.
Yes, but you have
that's
problems.
Great.
Yeah, I have sugar problems, too. I eat too much sugar, put it that way, too many sweets.
Yeah.
I was kind of, I cut back on the meat and the dairy, but I was compensating it by gobbling down oatmeal raisin cookies, so.
The oatmeal's good for the
eat the oatmeal part.
Skip the raisin.
Yeah. Those are very calorie dense, you know. Wasn't there a call, somebody had talked about the denseness?
Yeah. Popcorn.
And back to this article that I had in the Vegetarian Times, I was talking about the weight of food. See if I can find it just real quick. Vegetables offer a lot of volume for very few calories, because they're so rich in fiber and water. Study after study shows that people who consume more fiber and water lose weight because they get fuller quicker. And then there's a book, I don't know, something called the Volumetrics Weight Control Plan or something, but it focuses on the energy density of food, the calories delivered per gram of weight. Since water and fiber are the two lowest calorie dietary constituents, easy to see what a diet focused heavily on them would be slimming. Hence the idea that you can fill up on salad and not necessarily need to compensate with cheesecake later in the day. because people tend to eat a consistent weight of food each day, eating weight is about reducing calorie density and filling the plate with lower calorie options. You add fruits and vegetables that are high in water, you dilute calories and feel just as full. And this recipe, the rice fried vegetables, you can't really, usually you see a big bowl of rice and then little vegetables sprinkled on top. This is mostly vegetables and you have to really look to see the rice. She's reversed that, or they've reversed that in the recipe. And it says, feel free to substitute, add, or augment the vegetables. Don't subtract the vegetables. So it's interesting. And for Ricky and me, We find that we're going towards more grains and things and less vegetables. We had talked about this. And so I've been thinking I need to relook at the proportion of grain to vegetable. Or when you have pasta, instead of a plate of pasta with a few veggies on top, do the plate of vegetables with a little pasta on top, maybe. Anybody have any comments about that? Or anything else?
Can you hear me, Jeannie?
Yes. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Say, I was just going to mention that thing I meant to talk to you about the other night. Kind of the thing that saves me when I'm really busy, like when I run home for lunch, is I pre-bake baked potatoes. I don't use any aluminum foil. I bake them on about 300 degrees for about an hour and 15 minutes. I tell you, they're not only really good tasting, but you can do all kinds of things with them. I make potato salad out of them with veg and ace and onions and things. And they're just real versatile. You can scoop out the inside and make mashed potatoes. For kids that want something cheesy, you can make twice-baked potatoes out of the 7 1/2 and mix cheese with them. It's just a real good thing, and it's an inexpensive meal. Also, I use cabbage. I cut that up and use veggies with it and make coleslaw out of it. That seems to last a long time. It's pretty filling as well. So,
what do you use for mix?
Well, for the veggies, I use, or for the coleslaw, I use a product called veggies. it looks like mayonnaise, but it's, well, they have it in soy vegemace, and then they have it in grapeseed vegemace. I prefer the grapeseed vegemace.
Can you get the Whole Foods store?
The vegemace is, you should be able to get it in all health food stores. Some grocery stores carry it, too. Maybe I should say some of the better grocery stores.
Good, thanks, Fritz. Yeah. Is that, potatoes are real versatile. That's good, just like rice is. And have a big pot of that, isn't it, Nancy? Don't you?
Yeah.
Rice.
Yep, I have a big pot of rice and a huge pot of vegetables. I'm still working on. I really should put them in the freezer before they start to get moldy or something. But I think they'll hold up in the fridge for a while.
What vegetables do you use?
It started with the eggplant because I had eggplant still from the garden, and originally I put in eggplant and zucchini, but this time I didn't have zucchini. Eggplant, cabbage, cauliflower, I bought a thing of snow peas, broccoli, carrots, and then I threw in two cans because it was such a big pan of canned tomatoes, cut up canned tomatoes, and I know we talked about using canned tomatoes and other vegetables before, but I didn't have fresh, and I thought that would be good. But any vegetables that you like can go in there. Cut up some red pepper, And then I just put it over the rice. Actually, I had chili the other night, and I had a bowl of chili, and then I added some rice and some of these vegetables to another bowl of chili, and that was good, too. Because I was going to put beans in originally, but the pan was too full. I was going to put mushrooms in. There wasn't room. So, whatever you like.
Well, does anybody have any other comments or we...
Just a little aside. Did anybody happen to watch Dr. Phil yesterday?
No.
Since NECAN is so generous with the Autism Society, whatever it's called, he had on, his program was all about autism and had showed a family that is dealing with an autistic child. And one thing has resonated in my head since he made this this proclamation, whatever. The divorce rate of in families that have autistic children, 86%, I think he said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very challenging to deal with. And it was stressed in the second half how important early intervention is. And that's really key. I think 10% can go on to live productive lives, and you kind of don't know. It was not brought up that there's a wide spectrum of disabilities, kids who have it from mild to moderate through to severe. I know that it wasn't brought up, but there is a very wide spectrum. But to see what this family was dealing with was really heart-wrenching. But it's never too late to intervene in.
Nancy, was he giving them help? I didn't catch the last one. Was he giving them personal help? Because I know there were several families on there.
Yes.
The husband really did need some help, didn't he?
Well, he's working 80 hours a week, and part of that is to escape, understandably.
To escape. That's the key word, escape.
And the wife has turned to exercising, excessively as her outlet to vent. But it's just, you have no idea what it's like in a family who is dealing with
it. You have to give her respect, because most people would put him in an institution.
I don't know.
It's most people probably would.
Yeah.
To save the rest of the family. I mean, there's no good answer. There's no bad answer. I do believe, though, one child, when you think of the one versus all of the others, having everybody sacrifice. Did you see the little boy crying? Because he had to say to the mom that he would take care of this child if something would happen to the mom and dad. What a heavy burden that was on that small child. I don't remember how old he was, 12, 13.
I don't remember.
But that was a heavy burden. That was sad.
Well, plus, later on in the program, it was brought up that a teacher who had these children was abusing them. And here you have helpless children who do not communicate, and they're being abused, and nobody knew. And now she's being sued.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpless children, and they're crying for help.
but it's not a fun place to be.
Did you hear that there was a huge? I mean, these kids can be helped, though.
Right. Oh, that's what I said. Early intervention is the key to
yeah.
getting any kind of for the best solution. But he also said it's never too late.
Did you guys happen to are all of you aware of that Cade Band story? The little boy that was here in Washington State, and they videotaped the difference in him in 7 weeks after being in a wellness home and some of the nutrition.
How old was he, Mary Lou?
4.
Okay.
And it's absolutely amazing. There's a video about it, and I get an email from his mom, and she said they looked at the video and they cannot believe the changes, how much he has improved even since then.
Mm-hmm.
This wellness home, and you know, I think. I think it's the wellness home. I know Monty and I had this discussion before. I think lactoferrin has got to be one of the key things for creating that good bacteria in the gut. And I'm sure that's one of the nutritions he's on. But anyway, he was a little guy that was running around the house, not communicating with anybody, like a Tasmanian devil. And 7 weeks later, he is saying the alphabet frontwards and backwards. He can count to, I think it was 100, and he's sitting on his mom's lap reading the book and pointing out the, you know, the letters. And it's absolutely incredible in 7 weeks. So we can help, too. And we just have to be able to, we have to reach out to people. So
what would you say, Mary Lou, about so many children that are institutionalized with that? You mean, when I say institutionalized, they're in group homes?
I know.
Because I know quite a few that are in, like, you know, they have 3, but these people are not, as with Dr. Phil said, they may have a degree in special education, but it's not special education in autism,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is what you really, really need. So I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to begin to get a group home, which is run by a state, to actually put in the product and have someone actually administer. And that's what it would be, lactoferrin or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the water and all of these things. Because these people that they hire have, I think they have minimal education, probably high school diploma, it looks like to me, from what I see
mm-hmm.
in some of the places. Because I have been...
Ruth, are you here? I wanted to know if Ruth was fine, because I know one of the gals on our Gold Challenger call, Suzanne McGee and Janice and Ruth's organization went to, I don't know if it's a school, it must be a school where these children have got, you know, there's a lot of different problems, but there's a lot of these children that are toe walkers, you know, they can't put their feet down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she went in and talked to, I think it was one of the teachers, and gave her Mag Steps and said, I would like you to put these on one of your most severe cases or something. And anyway, I hope I've got the details exactly right. I heard her Monday on the call. But anyway, she said, I'd like you to, try these on one of your most severe cases, and like to know if you've noticed if there's any difference. And when she came back, this teacher said, oh my gosh, she said, I put him in this little guy's shoes, and immediately when he walked away from me, he was walking normal.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. So anyway, they're talking about water. I mean, she has managed to get, you know, she's going to get into a lot of the homes this way.
You think she's getting in there as a donation, or
I was kind of confused. I don't know if it was the mother or it was the teacher, the mother of this child, or if it was the teacher. Got notes somewhere. But when she came back, said, I want as many of those make steps as I can get. And bottom, you know, when she saw that dramatic change. So, there is a way that we can get out there. I mean, if we can talk, have a conversation with one and just get them to open up enough.
Right.
And yes, get them to open up enough and show them to them. So, anyway.
Lou and Jeannie. This is Shar. There's another one that you guys can watch for. He's in Sisters. He's down Dutch under Reed Nelson, and I can't remember his last name, but anyway. we got to hear him, it's been about probably 3 weeks ago now, in person, and he was asked to tell his reason for being in NECAN. It was unbelievable. He has a 12-year-old, or was 12 at the time. This has been in the last year, and it's a boy, and his wife had worked with him extensively, everything that they knew to do, and he was much more functional than many children with autism, but he had never spoke a word, just uttered sounds. And within 2 weeks, he was talking near perfect English,
mm-hmm.
near perfect. And if that what he Dutch says, if that wasn't enough, they sent him to like outdoor school or some retreat or something. He was gone for a few days, and when he came back, he had no vocabulary whatsoever, absolutely zero, could not speak one word. And back on the products again, and within 3 days, he was talking the same way he had been before. Yeah.
What products was he using, Sean?
They bought a wellness home. He bought the wellness home as a result of needing the income, wanting the income. Mm-hmm. And so they figured out, you know, how to get a wellness home, and he said they never, ever imagined it could have that kind of a result. And you can't shut the guy up now. You literally can't shut him up. But, you know, like Mary Lou said, if it can start with a pair of insoles, my goodness.
You know, there's a testimony here, too, I'll send out to all of you. Angela's story, 4-year-old daughter. This dad was on Ruth's call Saturday morning on our Women Rip call. And she was born with respiratory problems, had trouble walking, trouble eating, chronic digestive problems, autistic symptoms, nonverbal, not even sounds, didn't smile or laugh, depressed, I guess, sleeping problems, banged her head against the wall of furniture, no eye contact. I'm going to send you this testimony. One night of sleeping on the pet pad. Absolutely. I'll send it to you. Dad says it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And this is, I think this little gal Dad introduced it through Trudy Drury. So, I mean, we've just got to get out there and let people know. I mean, we can make a difference.
Yes, we do.
The doctor gave no solutions. He said just bad news from doctors saying it would only get worse as she grew up. Yeah.
Email. Can you send that to us too, please?
Yes. I hope you're on our list. If you're on the list, by the way, I just sent you guys a quick article, or not a quick article, but an article on flip-flop from China, and you really need to take a look at that. And so I'll send you this testimony about Angela, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm going to go.
I'll get on that list.
Pardon me, if you need to be on my, if you want on my email list, send me an email real fast to Rairdons, that's R-A-I-R, D like dog, O, N like Nancy, S like Sam, @comcast.net. R-A-I-R, D like dog, O, N like Nancy, S like Sam, @comcast.net. And I'll wait a few minutes before I send out this testimony. But, yeah, we've got a big job ahead of us.
Yeah. I don't want to use up a lot of time. I've got a very short, magnificent story to tell you about an adult.
Okay.
Some of you know him, Dr. Arnold Saria from Traverse City, Michigan.
Yeah.
Char may know him. Anyway, Arnold has suffered some heart attacks over the last few years. He's had two this summer. One, he had a pacemaker put in, and he had to give away his new mattress because he could not sleep on magnets. So he gave his mattress to his son and took his rigor mattress, and he hates every minute he has to lay on it. But anyway, doctor went back for his checkup on Monday, and the doctor, his heart specialist was there, and the man who put in the pacemaker. He and his wife Connie brought, Dr. Sai and his wife Connie brought along two bags of magnets, all the products they had in the house, and tried them. Put every magnet they could possibly, the back plaques, everything right over top of the pacemaker, even the palm maggot, full blast, over top of the pacemaker, and there's absolutely no effect on that pacemaker. Is that not a magnificent story?
That, it gives hope.
Hello?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I also heard Connie share that, so... She is a little disappointed they got rid of their mattress.
Hey,
but now she can get the new Kinkle Air.
Said, hey, if a kid take his mattress back and get yours back, you just, you know, tell your kid to go buy his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I didn't realize was that palm meg was full bore. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they put it right directly over top of the pacemaker and didn't have any effect at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the smart thing to have him checked out. So.
Yeah, why the specialist was there? That's the best time to do it. But
right. So you have to tell people that you have to go and have your doctor check. Sure.
Now this might not hold true for some of the older pacemakers, but the newer ones is probably the magnets will have no effect on them.
Well, okay, guys.
Yeah, I promise I won't say it to work.
Thank you. Cool. Well, we had a double call today. Is anybody still left here? Hello?
Jeannie?
Yes.
Thank you for the call. Let me do
my little closing thing here. I want to thank everybody, the Active Anxiety Pilot Group, for their time commitment to the program, and for all our guests, if you were here today. If you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to the call. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I appreciate all your comments and input, and thank you very much. Join us again tomorrow on this most important journey.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.